It's a mile and a half walk from our drop-off point at Fred's Creek to the whale carcass near Inner Point. I'm traveling with the second wave of the necropsy team. When we arrive at the worksite just before 11 a.m., the first team already has detached the whale's head and cut open one side of its body. They're starting to remove organs.
Urinary bladder, 4 pieces frozen, 1 for histo.
Dr. Stephen Raverty is a veterinary pathologist and head of pathology for the Provincial Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Left testes, frozen in histo.
Whole.
No, cut in half.
Cut in half.
The killer whale carcass is on its side, with bright red flesh exposed to the open air. The intestines look like a pink fire hose coiled up inside the body. And yes, the smell is strong, a sour, spoiled odor that seems to cut through the air in invisible channels. For a necropsy rookie like me, 2 steps to the right or left can be the difference between smelling the fresh ocean air or choking on the stench. If the smell is bothering Raverty, he doesn't show it. He's kneeling next to the carcass. His hair is sweaty, and his waterproof overalls and gloves are covered in blood. He and other members of the necropsy team work quickly, racing against a rising tide. Eventually, the carcass is tied off with some green rope to prevent it from being carried away by the waves, which crash against the rocks, soaking some of the necropsy team. Raverty sits on a log long enough to explain what he's learned so far.
This animal does have a low-grade infection in its abdominal cavity. It has a fibrinous peritonitis. In people, it would be just a severe stomach pain or abdominal pain. And essentially, it would be an infection of the organs, the lining of the organs within the abdominal cavity.
Raverty says finding out what role that might have played in the whale's death will require more tests and some serious time in front of a microscope. The data will be included in an ongoing survey of stranded killer whales worldwide. Raverty says around the globe, more than 250 animals have been documented so far. A short distance away, a smaller team is trying to get tissue off the skull so it can be transported back to Sitka.
At which point we'll freeze it and then we'll take the rest of the meat off. But the more we can get off now, the less we have to carry. So it's actually out of convenience that we're doing this.
Shannon Atkinson is a professor in the School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's based at the school's Juno Center. Her role in this is to recover the whale's skeleton, which will be used as part of a class she leads called DEM Bones. It's an acronym.
Distinctive Education in Motion, Biodiversity of Nature and Environmental Stewardship.
As part of the class, high school and middle school students reassemble skeletons of marine mammals for college credit. Right now, a lot depends on funding and timing as to who will reassemble it, but Atkinson wants it to be students in Sitka. She's also hoping the reassembled skeleton will be displayed in Sitka. The class, she says, covers multiple disciplines, from the biology and physiology of the animals to their cultural significance to the policies about how they're managed.
It's one of the special things that kids almost nowhere else in the world really have access to the kinds of natural resources that we do up here. And so one of my focuses is trying to make sure that kids get access to this. Otherwise, they really don't learn much about their backyards. And when you have a backyard like anything like coastal Alaska, it's pretty fantastic. There's a lot to learn here.
As morning turns into afternoon, the skull gets cleaner and the carcass gets smaller. Up away from the tide, Dr. Rachel Juba is trying to get a tissue sample from the lungs. She's using a knife to score them across the top like a loaf of bread.
You might take a cut here and go, well, that looks pretty normal.
Oh, right, but somewhere else it might not be.
Exactly. So bread loafing is, and it would help if I had a sharper knife, but bread loafing, you're just taking small sections, and then you can actually look at the tissue in each section.
That's nice lung tissue.
Juba is a veterinarian representing the Alaska Sea Life Center. She has a lot of experience performing necropsies on a lot of different species.
This is my first orca. I've been out on several humpback whales, many other marine mammals, stellar sea lions, harbor porpoise, a lot of harbor seals, but never an orca. It's a pretty rare find around here.
The rareness of this find translates into important opportunities for the scientists on scene to see how the whale is put together, to take samples back for analysis, and for Atkinson from UAF to offer more opportunities for students in Sitka and elsewhere. On the eastern shore of Kruzoff Island, near Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.